Time for children's story.
Come on up, kids. It's time for children's story. Kid. Good morning. Today's story I heard on the radio, and so I thought I would share it with you. How many listen to 91.7? It's our Christian radio station, and I suggest that if you have time, a lull in your day, turn it to 91.7. There's great stories, there's good Bible studies, and it's a thing that we could share with people around us. It's a witnessing program that does all the work for itself. So this story, Doug said it was a true story. This is a true story. As hard as it may be to believe, this is a true story. Did I make that clear? Okay. So down in the south, up above the Gulf, you know, up a river and down up some streams and up in a nice safe area, there was this family that had this nice little farm. And one day, it was about lunchtime, the mom said, turned to her son and said, "Let's go on in the house. We've done enough chores for now. I'll go make you some lunch." And the son turned to the mom and said, "Mom, can I go over to the pond?" Now, this is a nice pond. It was almost a lake. It was so big. And he says, "It's hot. Can I swim for a little while until lunch is ready?" She went, "Oh, sure, go ahead. You've worked hard." Now, the little guy was a good swimmer, and she wasn't too worried about that. So she went up to the house. She started making lunch, and she's watching him out the window. And then she looked across the lake, and she noticed there was a log there that she hadn't noticed before. And before you know it, she said, "That log just kind of slid into the water." Took her a second for it to all register, and then she realized it was an alligator slipped into the pond, and her boy was out there swimming. True story. Scary stuff. So he's out there splashing around. Here comes mom, lickety-split out of the kitchen, down the hill towards the pond, and she's just screaming to beat the band. "Get out of the water! There's a gator! There's a gator! Get out of the water!" He turns and he kind of looks. What's going on? Then he realized what she said, and he's looking around. He can't see it. Well, it slipped into the water. So he's swimming the best he can, and he gets right towards the bank. And just about that time, the gator goes chomp. And well, about that same time, mom grabbed his arms. Guess what? They had a tug of war going on. And it was for that little boy's life. And mom's fighting and pulling, and that gator's trying to back up, and she's slipping in the mud, and she's screaming, "Sweet Jesus, help me." Do you think she was scared? Oh, yeah, I think she was scared. And so she's pulling like crazy, and she's getting worried because that gator just did a roll, and she's like doing everything she can to keep her grip. Just about that time, good old boy's coming down the road in his pickup, and he looks off in the distance and sees this commotion, and he realizes what's going on. Well, he slammed that truck up into park, and he reached up in the rifle rack, and he took off with his rifle running down as fast as he could. And that fight's still going on. Mom's tugging, and he got down there, and kapow, he shot that old gator right in the head. Well, the gator gave the boy up, and by the time he did, they pulled that gator's mouth open and got the little boy out, and his legs were just really, really, really damaged. Do you think mama's still praying? Yeah, mamas don't stop praying, do they? No, they pray all the time. And so they got that little boy, and they rushed him to the hospital, and they're scared to death that he might lose his legs. But praise God, he didn't. He kept his legs, and he was just tore up, though. About 5 days after the incident happened, a guy from the newspaper came, and he talked to the little boy, and he wanted to hear the story. What happened? How'd that gator get up there? Did you have problems with that before? And no, and he's telling him all this stuff. And the guy kind of is curious, and he goes, hey. Be like he turned to you, and he goes, you got your gown on and everything. And he says, hey, do you mind if I see the scars? Well, the little boy, being kind of how boys are, he goes, sure. And he threw back the covers and pulled up his gown away, and he's got his legs all wrapped up, and man, he's a mess. But the little boy says, that ain't nothing. And he pulled up the sleeves on his gowns. He says, you want to see the scars on my arms? See? Mama will fight hard for her babies. Now, life yields a lot of scars. But sometimes they're worth telling the story about. And you know what? That little boy probably told more about the scars on his arms, how his mom saved him, than he did that old gator. Right? So Mother's Day's coming up before too long, so do something special for her, okay? Because you know she's praying for you all the time. Now, today we have children's offering, and I think we ought to do an offering and get a sign for those people and send it down to them, no swimming in the pond. What do you think? No. Actually, the offering's going to go for the big three for the retreat that they're going to have. This will help them out a little bit, okay? So let's have a little prayer. Dear Lord, watch over our kids in all situations. Help mamas to remember always to pray for them. And keep us strong into doing the things that you would want us to. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.